Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Shalom, saints. Just welcome to Christian Community Center, 3CLA. We just thank you for joining us today, not just those here in the sanctuary, but also those tuning in on iChurch, streaming live right now in English and in Spanish. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please let us know. Let's turn to Isaiah. Or if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Yesha, Yahoo. You know how we are here at 3CLA, the Church of Truth Seekers. We are looking for truth in names, in words, everything in Scripture. We've been talking about the power, the glory, the anointing. When we talk about the power, the glory, the anointing, of course, we're talking about the source, Yahweh. And his glory and his power and the way he endows his power and transmits it to us is his nature. He has a glorious nature, right? Would you agree that he has a glorious nature? His presence, and so his very presence, we're able to experience it. It's observable. And so he's always, ever since the beginning, he's wanted mankind to experience his glory. The Garden of Eden. He actually walked with Adam. He walked with mankind. His presence was known in the garden. But then there are things that separate us from his presence. And just like the Garden of Eden, sin separated us from his presence. So then he made another attempt to be with mankind. In the wilderness, the tabernacle, he still wanted to dwell among his people. You serve a God that loves you so much that he wants you to experience him. So even now, he's given us moments, opportunities to experience him. And the reason why we're talking about this, what does the power and glory have to do with you? Well, without the power, the glory, the anointing, you're not going to experience him. Even in this setting, he wants us to experience him. But you cannot experience him unless you yield to him. And that has been the difficulty with believers, is that after a certain point, we think we got it. You ain't never got it. Yielding is not a temporary condition. Yielding is something that we constantly, totally give ourselves over. Every time we wake up in the morning, we're yielding. We're walking throughout the day, we're yielding. Right? We go to bed at night, we're trusting that he's going to allow us to wake up, so we're yielding. Did anybody wake up this morning? So it's a full immersion of him. And we were talking about how the connection that we have, Yahweh, is worship. So everything that we do and experience is worship. Check this out. Even when you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're having an effect on your worship. When you're slipping and dipping. But I gotta always say that, but we got professional worship dippers. They dip into worship on Sunday and then they dip out on Monday. So I'm in his presence. I'm out of his presence. I'm in his presence don't stop, y'all. Tell your neighbor, his presence don't stop. So you always, your lifestyle is a lifestyle of worship. It's the way you do. The way you get up in the morning is a worship. Do you get up mad and cranky, or do you get up with Yahweh on your mind? The way you go throughout your day is a worship. Remember I was telling you the Kung Fu thing in Karate Kid? How he said the way you put on your jacket, the way you talk to people, the way you hang your jacket up, it's Kung Fu. The way you experience Yahweh throughout the day is your worship. Mm-hmm. Say, my life is worship. So when we look at the word worship, the definition of worship in general sense, because, man, there are a plethora. Plethora means a whole lot of words in the Hebrew and in the Greek for worship. Just the posture of worship. There are different words for different postures of worship. Lifting hands, bowing. The way you hold your hands. So what does that tell us? There are many ways for us to worship and experience him. And he's opening that up to us. So this is the deal. You have to be conscious of the posture of your worship. How are you worshiping on a daily basis? And so the word is shahah. Say shahah. And that means to submit to. Or giving homage to royalty, Yahweh. It means to bow down, crouch, fall down. Humbly beseech means humbly seek. See, all it, reverence, release to. All of these postures are a form of humility. You're saying, I ain't all that, but you are. So I bow down to you. I give to you. I submit to you. I release to you because you are so great. You are so worthy. You are so holy. And without you, I could not live. So understanding that, what is your worship posture? What is your heart posture? How are you yielding on a daily basis? Do you think you know everything? Are you in your word instead of his word? Uh-oh. So we have to ascribe worth to him. That's the English definition, ascribing worth. Who believes he's worth something? Who believes he's worth everything? He's worth everything. And so we got to understand it. So when we turn to Isaiah or Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu or Isaiah. Yeshayahu is his Hebrew name. It's a prophet. And in this time, if we look at Isaiah, the 6th chapter, the first verse, he was given a vision and a dream. This is the deal. There was a king at the time, and the king's name was Uzziah. Say Uzziah. And King Uzziah, he was a decent king, but he was all about prosperity. He was all about getting everything. And so the people were prosperous, but what happens when you make prosperity one kind of prosperity, your focus? Because he wants us to be prosperous, but he wants you to be prosperous in a lot of things. He wants you to be prosperous in having the right mind, peace, shalom. He wants you to be prosperous in your family. Your family's doing well. He wants you to be prosperous in health. But Uzziah was about material prosperity. And so he made it so much of a focus now to Yahweh's people that they got so much focus on prosperity and they forgot about Yahweh. They had basically turned away from him and turned to their riches. You know what? It sounds like that's the same thing that happens today. We get so focused on our job or our house or our car, we forget about the one who even made it possible. So Uzziah thought he was so much all that he even tried to assume the responsibilities of a high priest. He was not anointed for that or commissioned for that, but he was like, hey, well, I'm prosperous. Let me be a high priest. And he was stricken down with leprosy for many years and finally died. So the message or the job was given to Yeshayahu or Isaiah to let the people know you need to put your focus back on Yahweh, where it belongs. And it's hard to tell folks that when they think they know everything. Well, I'm blessed. I'm prospering. Tell your neighbor, that don't mean nothing. Mm-mm. Without Yahweh, come on, somebody. You got rich people putting guns to their head. You got rich people committing suicide. And because you would think, oh, if I had all that money. Oh, let me tell you, more money, more problems. But somebody said, well, I take the problems. Okay. So you take that $64 million with the Powerball and have all your relatives and extended relatives and friends and everybody. And you know what? They won't let you keep it secret that you got the money. When you won the money, you got to make it public. So guess who's coming after you? Somebody said the IRS. Yeah, that too. So, everybody. So, that tells me that money and gold and riches and all that stuff ain't worth much without Yahweh. Somebody's. I've never seen a U-Haul on the back of a Hearst. So, that means you can't take it with you. Oh, but if you get into Yahweh, the riches that you can take with you, the rich life, the blessings, the overflow. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So he had this responsibility. And so when we go here to Isaiah, we read it in the sixth chapter in the first verse. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh sitting up on a throne, and his train filled the temple. You know what's the beauty about this part of the vision is that Yahweh is high and lifted up. He's above everything. He's over everything. So when you acknowledge that there's someone higher than you. You're talking about he's sitting on the throne and he's the one that created all this, and you lean into your own understanding? Instead of yielding to the one who even who created everything. And so it says, above it stood the seraphims. Just the very name seraphims means burn. So there's a significance to that, and we'll find out. And it says, each one had six wings. Twain means two. So it's six wings. Two covered the face. Two covered his feet. And two were used to fly. Okay, can you imagine? Just this is what's happening within the glory. He had an opportunity to look into the glory. And it says, the third verse says, and then one of the seraphims cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, which is Yahweh Sabaoth. The whole earth is full of his glory. And so holy, when we look at the Hebrew word for holy, hallelujah, it's kadosh. These words, these Hebrew words, just the sound of them. So they weren't saying holy, they were saying kadosh. There's a Hebrew song. Oh. Wait, hold up. Kadosh. One kadosh is not enough. They said, kadosh. 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 Sacred one. One who is set apart. One who is magnificent. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. There's a Hebrew song that says, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Holy. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Ladies, you are kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Can we do it together?
Yeah.
Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. That's the atmosphere. That's the glory. The angels are constantly singing kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Holy, holy, holy. And we can't seem to get you to worship for just 20 minutes, but there is 24/7 a lifetime of worship forever and ever going on in the throne room right now. Come on, y'all. So, but he's giving us an opportunity to see into the glory, to experience the glory. And so here is, they said, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then they said, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Is the Lord of hosts, which is Yahweh Sabaoth. And it says the whole earth is what? Of all his glory. It's full of his atmosphere. And glory is kabod, means the weight. Let's see that. The Hebrew word, oh, kabod. Somebody say majestic splendor. Somebody say great substance. Richness. Great weight. Say atmosphere of power. That's what was going on. His atmosphere. So when you hear us in here talking about the atmosphere, Yahweh wants to move among us.
He wants us to experience him. So in worship, somebody say he's here. When you said those kadoshes, check this out. It wasn't just us joining in the kadosh. Guess who joined in with us? Let's do that one more time.
Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Right there in that atmosphere, there's joy in that atmosphere. I don't know about you, but I experienced some shalom up in that atmosphere. And so he wants us to experience that. So when he was saying here, we saw the angels, he says, and the fourth verse, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke, which translated as his atmosphere, his glory. And the fifth says, he said, woe is me. I am undone, meaning I'm unworthy. See, when you allow yourself to be in a worship state or a worship posture, and experience his presence in his atmosphere, you realize that you're unworthy. And there's a humility to that. And there should always be a humility. You should always understand that you are always unworthy.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. We're always that's why we need him. Because we are so unworthy, so undeserving. But because he loves us and because of his grace and his mercy, he's constantly allowing us to be in his presence. Some of us are so bad that we should probably be stopped at the door. But he says, come on in. There's something that's going to happen to you when you enter in to my presence. And so Yeshayahu said, I'm a man undone. I'm unworthy because I'm a man of unclean lips. I've said some stuff. I've done some stuff. I've thought some stuff. And not only that, I'm dwelling with people who are unworthy and who have unclean lips and have done some stuff and said some stuff and thought some stuff. But the beauty in this is that at least he recognized that he was unworthy. And he admitted, Yahweh, I am so unworthy. And I've said some stuff, and I've done some stuff. I am not even worthy to be in your presence.
All right.
What do we call that? We call that repentance. Yeah, you've done some stuff, but admit it. He said, if we what? Confess with our mouth our sins. He's what? Faithful and just to what? Forgive us. He's like, I'm not going to stop you from being in my presence, but admit. And then he says, for my eyes have seen the King. And what? Fifth verse. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh Sabaoth. And then it says in the sixth verse, then one of the seraphims, which means burn, flew unto me, and he had a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And the next verse says, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo,
This has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. If you worship, allow yourself to be in his presence. Acknowledge your unworthiness and your sins. He will burn the iniquity right there out of your life. Come on. Who needs the burning? That he'll burn it out. Burn it out. And then when we allow that to happen and we look at the Hebrew word, come on. Let's go back to the Hebrew word for holy. Kadosh. But then the Hebrew word for burn is kadah. They're related. Somebody say they are related. So if you're in the presence of his holiness and you submit yourself to him, he's going to burn off that iniquity. And he's going to ignite you. And he's going to purify you in that fire. Come on now. And then you're made worthy and clean and holy as he is holy. If you just admit and submit yourself to him, you'll be cleaned, you'll be purged, you'll be purified and worthy to even be in his presence. That is why you should constantly seek to be in the presence of Yahweh and his and submit yourself to his glory and his holiness so he can constantly purify your life. Can somebody say, I need to be in a state of worship? Can we be in a state of worship? That means a submitting state where he is burning off the iniquity. He is burning off the uncleanness. See, the problem is that we don't worship enough. We don't submit enough. You don't have to come to 3960 that to have your only experience. When you at home, you should be kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hey, when you're driving in your car, you should be kadosh, kadosh. Hey, when you're on a bus, hallelujah, you need some peace when you're riding the bus. And right there where you sitting or you standing, if you want the peace of Yahweh, all you have to say is, Kadosh, Kadosh. But see, we don't take advantage of those opportunities. It's beautiful in that apostle, I always know he's coming. Because you hear, it's a spontaneous song. And do you know that that is actually a form of worship? Come on now. Somebody say Tehillah. The Tehillah is just, It just comes up in your spirit. And with the Tehillah, it's not rehearsed. It's unprepared. It just bubbles up. It's just anybody ever just had something just bubble? You're like, what? And sometimes, check this out. Sometimes that Tehillah is so good. So he came in the other day. He was like, hang on for the blood. Hang on for the blood. I mean, you know, sometimes it's word. But then sometimes he's coming, he's like, Sometimes that tequila is so good, and there are no words. There are no words. So you just get, that tequila gets so good, you just like, That's why we say, we just go for it. You know what? Sometimes you don't need no words. It's a heart thing. You just cry out. Your spirit just cries out. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It just spills out. And so when we do that, sometimes it's in the form of a halal. Say halal. And I'm not sure we talked about that. That just means to boast, to celebrate, to rave. You know, David was a halaler. He was just like, my God, yeah, you know, boasting on my God. My God is great. You know, my God is good. My God is this. He's mighty. He's just saying all of the attributes of the God that what? He serves. Sometimes you got to boast on your God. Anybody believe he's mighty? Don't just agree, say he's mighty. Does anybody believe he's powerful? Anybody believe he's worthy? Anybody believe he's kadosh? See? And if you keep on boasting and raving, something happens. Go here. Go here. Come on now. Jeremiah. Come on. And it's the 32nd chapter. You got to boast about it. I was talking in Bible study, and I was saying, for you to just boast and call out stuff, you got to be sure about it. You know, sometimes even when you're in class and a teacher asks a question, you know, what's 2 + 2? And a student might say 6. But it's wrong, but he was bold with it because he was convinced that it was 6. Well, same with you. I was asking at the time, I was like, what is a good dish that goes with fried fish? I asked it. And a sister said, greens. It was spontaneous. It just came from the uttermost. Greens. And she shouted that thing out. She was convinced that the answer to the question was greens. Which told me that you can't shout nothing out unless you're sure about it. You coming up in here and worship is going forth, but you won't say he's mighty. There's a worship going forth and you won't say he's holy. That tells me that maybe you're not convinced. Or you're not sure that he's all those things. But I'm here to tell you that he's looking for some people. He's looking for some worshipers. The word says he's looking for true worshipers that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Does anybody believe that he's holy? He's looking for that. Does anybody believe that he's worthy? He's looking for that. And he's looking for somebody to shout it out. He's looking for somebody to holler it. When you boasting, you're not just boasting to yourself and him. You boasting to other people. Tell somebody, he's worthy. We know. Somebody said, be bold. Tell your neighbor, be bold.
Be bold.
You bold about everything else. Aren't we? And so it says in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah 32, it says in the 32nd chapter, 17th verse, it says, who is saying this? This is what I love. This is a boast. This is a halal. And here in Jeremiah or Jeremiah, he's saying, ah! Do you see that? There's a few spots in the word where it's just a... There's not a word for it. It's just, ah.
God, God, Lord, Yahweh, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Do you see that? That is from a man who is convinced. He is halali. He is raving about his God. And he starts it off with, there's so many words. He's so full. He's so confident that he just has to get it out. He says, ah. Somebody say, ah. Maybe you can't relate to ah. For you, maybe it's yo. Maybe for somebody else it's oh. I mean, check this out. If I just said, just release a sound into the room, it doesn't have to be a word, but just comes from your spirit of how you're feeling right now about your God, what would it be? Did you hear that roar? I don't hear that in worship. But if we would just cry, sometimes I don't need the song and the words, I just want to cry out. That sound right there, that was a sound of victory. That was a sound of triumph. That was a sound of deliverance. One more time. I need to experience that sound. And they would blow that so far, and then the sound would come. So I'm saying, if you could release a sound into this room that just could just even begin to scrape the surface of how you feel about your God, what would that sound sound like? And see, the beauty about that is you gave all that sound and you were sitting down. How is that sound sound if you stood up? Let's try it. Yes. Hallelujah. See, that's the sound. But see, this is the thing about it. You go to sporting events. You go to concerts. And people are screaming because they believe in what they are experiencing. Uh-oh. They are at the stadium hollering at what they are experiencing. And we can't even open our mouths in the house of Yahweh to express what we're feeling about him. And he said, oh, Yahweh, ah, Yahweh, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. When they say the stretched out arm, that means you have extended yourself to me. You are way up there, but you are still extending blessings to me. You are still extending and answering your prayers to me. And basically, Yahweh is extending his arm to us, but are we extending our arms to him? He's lifting his arm in your favor. When you need something done, he's doing it with his stretched arm. And you can't even wave your hand to him. You can't even. They don't understand this, man. Do you know what that is? Can we lift a hand up? Okay. Yeah, somebody say yada.
Yada.
What is yada? That's the Hebrew word, another Hebrew worship word. It means to stretch your arms out. Yada, the outstretched arm.
Guess what it signifies? Oh, in the Hebrew. Yada signifies, I need you. Yada signifies the giving of oneself, the absolute surrender as a child. I remember when my daughter, she was starting to walk. And you guys know the little walk, you know, the waddle. And then comes the, they see you in front of them, and then comes the what? And the extended saying, I see you, and I know you got me, because I'm about to fall. That's what you're saying. You're saying, I surrender to you, just like a child does. Halal means I need you. Guess what else it means? I love you. Also means I give myself to you. Also means I'm devoted. Does anybody need him? Does anybody love him? Is anybody devoted? But see, this is a problem. We shame sometimes. We won't stretch out. But he's stretching out for you, y'all. He's extending himself for you. He's saying, angels, handle that. I'm giving you favor. I'm burning your iniquity. It wasn't the seraphim who burned it. It was by the unction of Yahweh. That was Yahweh is the one who does the purging. Angel just took the coals and said, but Yahweh's the coals. It's a release. Halal. You're giving it your life, your all. Submission, your love to him. A lot of times we want halal. We come to worship. It hurts when I lift my hands up. I'm going to tell you one thing. It's going to hurt you even more if you don't lift them up. You have to give yourself to. You have to yield. Mm-hmm. Halal is a posture. And when we go to Ishayahu, oh, thank you, Father, again, and read the rest of it, 18th verse, I can just see him stretching out his hands as he's saying this. And he says, thou showest, Jeremiah 32, 17, thou showest loving kindness unto thousands and recompenseth the iniquity of our fathers into the bosom of their children after him. You're the great and mighty God. Yahweh Sabaoth is his name. So in that, even in that worship, he's what? He's boasting. It's a combination. So you got the boasting, the halal, you have the lifting up of the hands. Can we do that again? Now let's add the sound of halal, that sound of victory, that sound of what he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, you're the great I am. Hey, Oshanda. Hey, Oshanda. Hey, Oshanda. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, we love you, Father. Give ourselves to you, Father. Submit ourselves to you, Father. Hey, Shandara Rabasa.
Glory.
Yashandara Rabasiki. Hey, Shandara Rabasi. Hey, Shandara Rabasa. Hey, Shandara Rabasa. Hey, Osei. Hey, Oshandara Rabaseki, Yahweh says this is his atmosphere. This is his presence. This is his glory. Whatever you have been seeking him for, he says, receive it right now in this atmosphere. Receive it right now in this atmosphere. Oh God, Yahweh with the outstretched arm. Yay! Just thank him for it. Just thank him for it. Just cry out to him right now. Just release to him right now. Just submit right now. Hey! Oh, they say. Hey, we be all.
Ourselves to you. So right now, hey, right here in your presence, Father Yahba, oh, take the coal right now. Take the coal to our lives right now and burn off all the iniquity right now. Hey, right now. Hey, thank you for your transformation, hey, that you've made in each and every one of us. So we're going to walk in it and we receive it. We receive victory in our lives. We receive victory in our minds. We receive victory in our mouths. We're careful to give you all the honor, glory, and all your praise that you deserve. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Release it. right now. Bow your head. Oh. This is his experience. This is Yahba. It's Kadosh. And you say, hey, I want to connect with this life. I have to give an opportunity right now to those who are experiencing him and saying, hey, I want him to take the throne of my life. And you say, I just want you to pray for me today. I need to be prayed for because I want to start this relationship with the God that with outstretched arm who wants to extend himself to us. So if that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you today. We'll pray for you today that you receive that from him. Maybe you say, I've had a relationship, but I've just drifted away. And he's saying, hey, I'm calling you back. I want to restore you. And if that's you, just raise your hand. And you need that restoration. It's 1, 2. Hallelujah. You've walked with him. Yay. So what you want to do is you want to walk better. He wants you in his presence. So right now, everybody's head is bowed. Those who raised your hand, come pray with me. Come make that step right now. We're going to get everything that we need right here in this atmosphere. And we thank him for this atmosphere because this is a transformative atmosphere. Hallelujah. Everything that you need is right here. Just come on up where I am. We're going to receive everything we have. Let's give Yahweh the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Just raise your hands one more time. He said that peace, his shalom is right here. Sometimes we struggle in our minds, fear, doubt, worry. He's saying release it to him right now. Release it right now. Ah. And he said, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Ah! Hallelujah. Just cry out to him one more time and release that into the room. Ah, hallelujah. Hey! Hey! Ah! Hey! Ah. Woo! Ah! Ah! Tell your neighbor, he's here. He's here. Hallelujah. Ah! Hallelujah. If you didn't know what the atmosphere is or was, tell your neighbor, this is the atmosphere. This is his atmosphere. Everything that you need is here in his atmosphere. The joy, the peace, hey. Ah, I don't want to leave this place. I don't. Let's have our ushers come forward. I'm not going to apologize. It's the overflow. I see y'all been moving. Let him have his way. If you want to plant another seed.